government shutdown avoided. At least for now, with the Senate joining the House last night to pass a short-term spending bill. To tell us more, we turn to Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. You can set that shutdown clock that we all have close by in our offices to February 18th.
So it's through February 18th. So now it goes to the president?
Yeah, he'll probably sign that today. There's, you know, usually it's like a rush job because, they passed this at a good 28 hours.
Yeah, woo, look at that. So new record.
even if traffic's especially bad on that 2-mile stretch of Pennsylvania,
right.
Just fine.
This
was supposed to be one of the easier, Congress has a pretty heavy lister of things they need to do before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They had to keep government open. They have a debt limit battle that will probably play out by December 15th. There is a defense authorization bill that has been stuck for a number of weeks that they're trying to get done. And, of course, Democrats are trying to move forward on the president's domestic agenda with Build Back Better. Of all of those things, this bill, the short-term spending bill, was supposed to be the easiest. And for a few hours yesterday, it seemed like it might not be, because you had three Senate Republicans who were threatening to block at least fast passage of this bill without a vote on defunding these mandates for vaccines. Most Senate Republicans were not willing to shut down the government over that issue. We heard from Republican leader Mitch McConnell, for instance, who said, listen, the courts have already done this. This is not something that we need to take care of right now. We are going to have a vote, the Senate will, next week on what's called a Congressional Review Act resolution that can overturn these federal regulations. That vote's going to happen. It may pass, actually, next week in the Senate, because it sounds like perhaps Senator Joe Manchin's on board with it. We'll see exactly how it's drafted and how he votes. But at the end of the day, what happened was they got an amendment vote, and in large measure, it happened because of an attendance problem. Two Republican senators were unable to make the vote last night, so they only had 48 Republican senators, which allowed this vote on the amendment to go forward with a simple majority, and it failed on a party line 48-50 vote.
So make sure I'm understanding this correct, Jared. So did the vote come first on the government funding measure and then this vote on this amendment? How did that work?
No, you have to have the amendment first. So this would have been an amendment to the funding measure that would have stripped out any funding for enforcement of these federal vaccine mandates. So they took that vote first, which is what Republicans, at least these three Republicans, wanted to happen. Now, the reason this could occur is because to beat the Friday night deadline, the Senate could not run through regular order, because to pass legislation in the Senate, there is time commitments. There have to be 30 hours in between different vote series. So to run this by the book, they weren't going to be able to take this vote until early next week, Monday night, Tuesday morning. They need what's called unanimous consent, all 100 senators to agree to rush this, to break the time commitments. Those three Republicans said they weren't going to give that consent without this vote on the mandates. That vote on the mandates happened last night. It was immediately followed by quick passage of the funding bill.
Right.
And for at least 11 more weeks, a government shutdown is off the table.
When it comes to this amendment, real quick, because I know you got to go, Jared. You mentioned two Republican senators didn't even end up showing up for the vote on that amendment. What was that? Was that just their defiance that, hey, we are not in favor of these federal vaccine mandates?
Are you asking why they weren't able to vote?
No, why they didn't show to vote. Yeah, why they weren't there to vote.
One of the senators, John Thune, had a family issue. I think
there's
a death in his family. And Senator Hagerty of Tennessee's communications spokesman put out a statement that the senator went back home to Tennessee to see his oldest son play in the state championship football game.
So this wasn't some big message about federal vaccine mandates or anything?
It was simply they had pre-commitments. And that allowed sort of this vote to move forward without, the ability for Republicans to pass it and jeopardize the larger funding measure, which, as I pointed out, most Republicans did not want to do. Most Republicans did not want to jeopardize government funding over this vaccine mandate issue.
Well, I appreciate the clarification, Jared, because that's not the story you're getting from a lot of media outlets right now regarding those two fellows who were not there for the vote. So I appreciate the full breakdown.
Sure thing.
podcast by Federated Media.